Scoop! Scoop!
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston. 98.5, the Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub headlines.
The Bruins held a two-goal lead, not once, not twice, three times last night, and they blew it! But they still got the win, 6-5, over the visiting Red Wings. It was a rough first period, but Bruce Cassidy, you liked it?
I liked our start. We were on time, ready to go the whole first period. I thought,
well, they were on time, so he liked it.
But, you know, we got loose a couple times, obviously, in the slot there. We weren't hard enough on pucks, but I liked our third period in terms of what we were trying to accomplish, play winning hockey, close the game out without giving them much opportunity. So those parts I liked.
Okay. Well, that was, as I said, 6-5 win over the Red Wings last night in overtime. Brad Marchand with a game winner, capping off his hat trick for the night. 4 points for Torrey Krug in the form of 2 goals and 2 assists. Team now has the night off for their home to take on the Flyers tomorrow night. Celtics also with the night off. They're on the road, and they'll take on the Minnesota Timberwolves tomorrow. By the way, Charlie McAvoy not playing for the Bruins last night. He's going to be out for a few weeks. Be reevaluated after 4 weeks for a sprained MCL. Reese Bergeron, of course, not playing last night either.
We have a massive update, so stay tuned for our last caller regarding Oreo O's.
They're not discontinued. You can buy them again.
We're going to help our callers out.
My God.
We do this for our
callers. That kid's week is going to be amazing now.
But chocolate and cereals, I'm out.
That's
I'm happy for
choice.
Him.
That's
I'm
a
happy
personal
for him.
Choice.
But for me, doesn't interest me.
It's a great thing about cereals.
Was your dad ever an extreme couponer?
My dad? No, but my mother. Good grief. When they used to have 2-for-1 pizzas, Mom, can we order a pizza tonight? Yes, they're 2-for-1. We'll order 2 and we'll put 1 in the freezer. I swear to God, Domino's would show up with 2 pizzas. We put 1 in the freezer.
But that second one really tasted good. You took it out and knocked off all that up.
Really awesome.
But it was unfrozen the
all
second
those
time.
Ice crystals.
Oh, God. Red Sox split squad doubleheader today. JetBlue Park. Chandler Shepherd starts against the Twins over in Clearwater. It's Justin Haley going against the Phillies. Headlines are brought to you by WestJet Airlines. Now with low-fare daily flights from Boston to Montreal, Toronto, and Halifax. Book now at WestJet.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Want to stay connected to Boston sports?
Who do you root for?
Connect with Boston's home for sports online. 98.5thesportshub.com. They work.
Arr, matey.
While you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're talking cereal. Zoe really wanted to talk cereal today, and here we are.
You want to light phones up? I'll light phones up.
The Oreo O's are available at major retailers.
Whoa!
That's all
about
I can
that?
Tell
you. Whoa! They're Walmart, available. Right? Or other?
Many stores.
Just check it out online.
Check your local
$2.99, you could get them. It's cheap.
I like Zoe's topics for the cereal. When he came up with this segment, which is great, and he did a good job, but he would, you know, one of his topics was, for instance,
life.
Or corn pops. I don't know. What do you think?
Corn puffs. Or the corn pops.
Oh, God. No.
You know what really bugged me about the corn pops? When you would get the mini boxes, you open them up, and they're the only ones in, like, foil. Why are they in foil?
And with the bigger cereal,
the other ones are in wax bags.
With the bigger cereal like corn pops, there's like 7 of them in one of those mini boxes.
Another one you need to rush to eat because it gets soft. Once it's soft, it's not good.
We had a good question from us, one of our followers on Twitter. When you go for the second bowl of cereal, do you add more milk?
Well, it depends. Do you need more milk?
I actually would
Come on, Marty, work with me here. As a general rule of thumb.
When I was a kid, I would spill the milk out.
If you're going for the second bowl, do you add more milk to the milk that's already left at the bottom of the bowl? I do not.
Well, it depends on how hungry I am. If I dump a little too much in there, I'm like, I don't want to be in any dry cereal. I'll do a splash.
There's two things, too. The milk does get warm. I love ice cold milk. So once the milk warms, or if you're eating a sugary cereal.
How long did it take you to eat the bowl of cereal that your milk is now warm?
If you're taking time, you're watching, you're reading the paper, or you're watching TV, you're sitting there, you're eating. Next thing you know, if you're eating a sugar cereal, the bottom of the bowl becomes so sugarified that, you know, I'm going to dump the milk out and put new fresh milk in.
What?
It gets too much sugar in the milk. The bottom.
What?
I'm not a sugar guy.
Oh. I don't. You are so doing it wrong. Drinking the milk at the bottom of a bowl after you've had a sugar cereal is one of the few things you can look forward to in life. It never disappoints.
Do you know that, to advance this topic even more, that there's actual, this comes from Jim Murray, the Freak in the Afternoon, because they can't talk to her on the afternoon. They're doing, I think they're doing 4 hours of Bruins today.
So whatever they want to talk about, something fun, they have to chime in on our show. Good.
He goes, this is awesome.
I love Jim's contributions.
I know. He goes, this is awesome. He goes, dude, trust me. And he's one of those freaks that goes to these places. There's cereal restaurants.
Yes. In New York City. Kellogg's opened a restaurant there where you can go in and get cereal.
Oh, my God. This was one of the greatest things about being on scholarship in school. And having a training table, a dining room, where only the athletes eat at. The wall of cereal, where you go and you just have, it's the big cylinder, top to bottom, and you just crank it. Cereal, your dispense, every day, all day, 24 hours a day. You can go in there and just eat cereal. It's awesome.
Look at Kellogg's Cafe.
And then you grow up.
NYC.
How about that? Oh, my God.
Boom.
But, Zoe, that's not just for training tables. If you go to a school, like Michigan State was known for, unfortunately, is known for other things now, but back then it was known for having just great cafeterias all over campus, 40,000 students, and the dining halls were phenomenal, and the cereal choices in each and every one was out of this world.
You know that this state school that has the number one ranked dining hall as far as colleges and universities right here in Massachusetts? University of UMass Amherst.
It's an interesting way of saying it.
Why?
I would just say the University of Massachusetts or UMass.
UMass Amherst, yeah. There's a couple of UMasses all over the state, but you know, the big one. Don't go there.
The flagship.
The official.
UMass. You don't have to add anything after. You just say UMass. People
I see what you did there.
About. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Bert. Thank you, Murray.
They had a Pop-Tart. They had a Pop-Tart. Pop-up in New York also, where you could go into this Pop-Tart store. Every kind of Pop-Tart they had ever made
cereal.
Was on display.
That's not a cereal.
It's not cereal.
I'm just saying.
That's going down a different road.
Yeah, it is, but you wouldn't think they would have an entire place dedicated to
it. How do you feel about cereal outside of the breakfast hours? Because I think that's the whole point of it.
No. Yeah.
It's convenient at
yes.
all hours.
Yes.
Go to Paul here on, was this, line five?
Yeah, he's got a good point. Paul in the 603.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah, tons of points, actually. And, Scott, you're wrong. If you're going to have a sugary cereal, why not drink the milk?
Yes, he's doing it.
All right.
Yes.
Yep.
There's no reason to make the
but I see you like sugar. I don't
drink what's left over.
But that's your prerogative, man, and that's your right.
I get it. But you know, you go back to the sugar smacks and everything else like that. Before this, they were sugar smacks or whatever else they wanted to give a name to. There was my parents were low dough. So we were eating stuff like puff wheat and puff rice. Does anybody ever remember eating it out of a bag?
Used to give it to little babies and kids.
In my leaner years, I would have been known or was known to go for the like off-brand Fruity Pebbles or the off-brand something there in the supermarket. Well, way back in the day when you know, I didn't want to spend the extra $1.15 on the name brand cereal. Sure.
Yeah, but then you'd be in a bag, and then you'd have to rip a bag and then put it in Tupperware.
Yeah. They had brown sugar ones. I remember all those.
It was awful, awful. I never want to go back. Never will I go back.
What else do you have on adults eating cereal?
As God is my witness, I will not eat generic brand cereal again.
Nobody, exactly. With Carnation powdered milk, none to least. But what about Golden Grahams? Nobody liked Golden Grahams?
I like Golden Grahams. That's a good call. Yeah, thank you for that. Yes.
Golden Grahams would last longer than Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They stay. Grams. Yeah. Golden Grahams are great.
Graham cracker breakfast.
Golden Grahams became
tasty breakfast treat.
The one you would smash, the bag you would smash with a hammer, or whack it with a hammer or a pot. You grind it up and you put it in the base of one of those like foam pies, the Jell-O pies.
Yes,
the instant pies.
Hey, I got a
quick fix.
I got a cereal topic for you, much along the lines of, as Zoe would present one. You ready for this?
Yep.
Honeycomb.
Honeycomb's a good one.
Not bad.
It's okay.
I don't know if you see it anymore.
You don't? I think another one that might be discontinued. Paul also said that. Yeah, you know, I was wrong on that. More adults do eat cereal. What are you going to go play with your Evel Knievel dolls?
Nick and Mansfield.
12?
Nick and Mansfield's got a thought on I think as an adult cereal. Go ahead, Nick.
Absolutely. Probably a more underrated cereal, but nonetheless still great. Honey Bunch of Oats.
Big fan.
They have multiple flavors, all different clusters of oats. Perfect.
You know what I tend to...
I've never had anything other than the original, but it's quality.
I tend to move towards the berry-flavored cereals. I like the ones that have the berry flavors. Like, you know, Captain Crunch Berry. any other one that has a tweak of a berry. Like you mentioned, cornflakes, right? The berry flakes?
Or no, Special K? Special K with the red berries.
See, red berries. But it's the berry flavoring.
And then for a time, they took the red berries out and called it Special K multigrain, and it was the best Special K going.
Did you guys ever have banana nut Cheerios?
Yep.
They were delicious.
I like last the honey night, nut Cheerios better.
Last night in the supermarket, we must have mentioned it
what
on the
it
air
about
the other day.
And a dessert. It's delightful.
My buddy there at the Roslindale Food Mart says, I heard you talking about honey nut banana nut Cheerios. I went down the aisle to look to see if we had it. We don't. I don't know what happened. I said, I don't know. I don't know either.
Going back to that rice, the rice puff and the rice thing comments too. Remember when the rice puff got formed into the rice cake?
Excuse me, Village
that was
Market.
That was the new diet craze. People were eating rice cakes. You'd put peanut butter
yep.
or rice cake sandwiches
yep.
with
right
tuna.
Here, sorry, you caught me eating a rice cake.
Right,
yeah.
My point exactly.
Like her. Yep.
Do you have your favorite cereal stores? Do you have your favorite places to buy cereal? Like one supermarket that's better than another?
Yes. Yeah. Price Right.
Oh.
You can get a box of Fruit Loops for $2.
Price See, right. The Village Market
and
in Rossi has the good stuff on sale more often than I think other stores.
Really?
For me, personally. My wife will tell you.
Price
either,
Right will get all the
either
BJ's
say, or Roach Brothers, but for
say,
me, personally.
I would say you're doing a disservice if you're not buying in bulk. The problem is the
oh
selection.
God. I
the
don't
selection
wanna,
is not as strong.
I don't want two huge boxes.
Why not?
I want one box of Fruity Pebbles, and then I'm going to move on to something else in my life.
You know, we're
going to
talk about next. We're going to talk about something that the cereal industry perfected, and it was the faking of you're going to get this great gift, this great toy. You're going to save all these box tops. You're going to send us all your money, and we're going to send you a crap toy. They perfected that, and they stole money from little kids. We're talking about that next.
Are we?
Zolak and Bertrand. It is no longer wise to ignore it. On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Remember when we were young, 1220, Zolak and Bertrand here. Remember when we were young, Hardy, and you would always look on the back of the cereal box and they had that like cool looking battleship with the little toy soldiers and the guy with the parachute, little toy soldier with a parachute. And if you save six of these box, if you cut out six of these little sides of the box
right.
and you send $8.99 shipping and handling
sure.
for another $20, we'll send you the toys.
Sure.
And they sent you a little piece of crap back.
Disappointing.
You couldn't even go into toy stores that back in the day when we were young to where you could buy those little mini soldiers because they were like sort of expensive back then. They perfected plastic since. And now it's like $1. You're going to get a bag of our kids could get a big bag of toy soldiers for like $2.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go now. Couldn't
right.
do that when we were kids.
No.
Like we had to sit there and wait. I remember running to the mailbox every day. My toy soldiers here yet. Nope, didn't come. Head down, walk back to the house. Eat another box of cereal. Buy the next toy. And it would be like a little cardboard cutout picture on a little stand of a ship.
Garbage.
And it's not a real ship like it looks like on the box. Always disappointed.
This is the type of thing you would talk about with a therapist.
Yeah.
I can tell this scarred you.
Didn't scar me. Just disappointed me. But then you would get excited about the next toy, and they knew how to spin the next toy.
Yeah.
And they just keep buying it. It was like the like that CD club in college, BMG or whatever that was. Order.
You finicky about the way you open the cereal box, or do you tear it open?
I am
in
now.
Your house?
I used to tear it open. I am finicky now because it gets stale.
Yeah, it bugs the hell out of me if somebody else opens a cereal box in my house because now I got to look at that thing in the cupboard.
It's like my kid ripping a Lego box open, and you can't put the Legos back in because you just ripped the whole top of the box to shreds. Open it easy. Let me open it with a knife.
Yeah.
So they screw you with the damn toys. They did back in the day. I don't know if they do now. I don't even know if they offer toys.
Not so much.
They don't. Like,
a lot of games on the back. A lot of puzzles. A lot of learning. A lot of learning going on with the cereals now. Not so much playing.
Jim in Attleboro. Go ahead.
Jim.
Hey guys. Maybe it's just me, but I know more than one person that when they're building their bowl of cereal, they pour the milk first. And then they put the cereal in.
Oh.
I think that's crazy.
That is nuts.
I don't know how you do that.
That's absolutely insane. Your friend should get checked out.
Because then it just floats on top. You know what I mean? Seriously.
Why would you do that? Why would you do something as silly as that?
My mother used to do it.
It's speed eating. It really is speed eating, though. You got to eat it while it's crunchy.
She used to do it for my sister and I. She would put two bowls of milk out, and then she would put like four boxes of cereal out there, and we would pour our own. It was like our choice. I mean, she was
right.
She was good. You know, just always want to give the kids what. But I see it now also as a, you know what? This way we don't have the conversation of what kind of cereal do you want. You want to do this? No. Here's four boxes. Right. Here's a bowl of milk. Have at it. I don't do it. I'll do it for myself. But I understand now why she did it.
We played Tom versus Time at little trailer right there. So you had Benny and Vivi, right, crying?
Yeah.
Dad lost in that?
Yeah.
Those kids probably will never know what a Fruit Loop tastes like.
Oh.
Think about that.
Tricks. Mm. Could you imagine not knowing the joy of a bowl of
tricked
tricks?
Tricked them, all right. Here, guys, this is really what cereal tastes like. Like, they didn't even know it.
Flaxseed.
This is why they go nuts, like, when they hit 18, and these kids go on these benders, like Todd Marinovich.
They don't know
how to use
a hand blender.
Todd Marinovich. Here, pour some.
Oh,
pour,
it's a really
pour
good,
some of this Himalayan
it's a really
sea
good
salt.
Batch, Dad. It's a really good batch of shake.
Mm, I love these dates. Mm, I love chewing on a good old date.
This smoothie is going to be so amazing.
You don't want Lucky Charms. You want steel-cut oats. No, I really want marshmallows. No.
No, you want the one where they take the horse and they drag that massive stone over and it presses it down and it goes around.
You want me to make you something with in a bowl that I have to grind up with this wooden tool that looks like it came from a Mayan ruin.
You're not going to drink milk from Star Market. Here's what we have. We have a milk that's been sitting on the counter in a box.
I have switched over, though. I do almond milk in my cereals.
Almond milk's good.
It is good.
Yeah. Mm. Kids drink regular milk, but I go almond milk in
the
cereal.
No, you got to stay regular. It's another thing. Grape nuts.
It's got nothing to do with regularity. I prefer it. At some point, I switched over.
Grape nuts is the only cereal that you put the milk in, and it stays the same. It never softens.
Can I help you out with your grape nuts? Huh? You put the milk in.
Yep.
Microwave. About 20, 25 seconds.
Well, that's oatmeal. Turns it over.
No, it's not.
That's not cereal anymore. Not
cereal. Trust. Hey,
you don't do it.
Would you look at me? Would you look at me in the eyes? Will you try it once?
I will.
Put the grape nuts
in. I do
in,
like grape
put
nuts.
The milk in. Don't overdo it. Don't be an idiot and put it in there for a minute. I'm telling you, 20 seconds.
Do you ever notice, like, you go to one of those fancy restaurants or a hotel, and they got the breakfast spread out, but the really good high-end ones, like the $28 ones, have the good cereals at the end, and it's usually just grape nuts with, like, fresh berries. You put that in there, a little oatmeal, or the brown sugar that you sprinkle on, mm-hmm. and you alter it that way, and you're like, mm-hmm. wow, why don't I eat this every day?
I don't know.
Because it's too much.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Alex in Nashua. Alex, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
My cereal that I would eat for the rest of my life is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I think you're going to get sick of it. I think it's a dumb call. I think you're very short-sighted. You're dangerously short-sighted.
3 weeks, you'll never want to taste cinnamon
Alex.
Again.
Oh, you're going to be a miserable bastard by the end of the month.
Mike
much less
Cambridge.
The rest of your life.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Love your show. You guys are awesome. You always put a smile on my face.
Welcome to sports.
But there's that new cereal. Frosted Flakes with the Lucky Charm marshmallows in it.
A lot of people tweeting us pictures
tweeting
of that.
Us this.
Those aren't real marshmallows.
Have you tried it?
But yeah, oh, I love it.
That's
then,
like, crack.
Creative. Yeah, it's the best crack in the world. You mix it up with the original Lucky Charms, and you mix that all together. Unbelievable.
Even since I was a little kid, I could never take any of those.
How do you feel about mixing cereals?
The marshmallow ones.
Mixing cereals.
Not a problem.
Yeah or nay.
I don't have a problem.
As long as it's not the sugary ones. But, I mean, if you want to mix up some, like, if for some reason, maybe you're using them in a recipe.
Yeah.
You got some cornflakes laying around, and you want to mix that up with something else, I'm all for it. Because just cornflakes on their own, what's the point?
See, my grandfather, God rest his soul, he's not with us anymore, but we'd be sitting down like Thanksgiving dinner. We'd sit there with the plate, and everybody would, you know, you get your stuffing here, your turkey, your mashed potatoes, your cream, your green beans, your dressing, your gravy, the cranberry.
The perfect.
And he would
bite.
Take his fork and he'd mix the whole plate up. Like, mix it all up together. We're like, what are you doing, Pat? Hey, what the hell, I care? It's all going to the same place anyway. So why not mix cereals up? Eventually, you know, if you're going to eat a bowl of this or a bowl of that, combine it, mix it up. It's all going to the same place anyway.
Yeah, but I don't think you should be mixing Cinnamon Toast Crunch with
what's an
grape nuts.
Right. Although, but Beatles,
actually,
right, if you have the right type.
Now that I think about it, that might not be bad.
Are there cereal groupings now? Think about it.
What?
Because, like,
frig does that mean?
Like, you wouldn't, but you know what I'm saying?
Now, I'm not talking about 5 years ago, but now.
Based on the shape.
Cereal groupings?
The O's, the squares? Like, do you only mix square cereals together, or would you?
Oh, I see.
Is there a crossover?
No, you would not. You wouldn't mix square with square. You wouldn't mix flakes with flakes. No, you got to make, you got to cross-pollinate between the groups.
Billy and Waltham. Billy.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I got a favorite discontinued cereal, and then I got a favorite current cereal.
Okay. All right, discontinued? All
right. Discontinued one is there was this Scooby-Doo cereal back in the day.
Yeah.
It was like these cinnamon puffs with these little marshmallow bits in them.
Bet and you it could
was
still like, find it.
It's awesome. They still make it?
I bet you could. Beetle's looking right now. He's the master of finding
I bet it
things
was big,
for purchase online.
It was probably big prior to Scrappy-Doo. That's when Scooby-Doo went downhill,
yeah.
When they added Scrappy-Doo. And like, you know, it's not really the
machine. This one looks legitimately discontinued.
All right. What's your favorite current one?
All right. So I've got – it's one of those like organic ones.
Hang up
like,
on
it's one of those – it's the Snackimals. It's like
– okay.
Yeah, Hippios. They call them Hippios.
No one knows what you're talking about. What's the point of
organic
continuing Ganios. This conversation?
Did you have one of the boxes of Lucky Charms in your house recently that offered the giveaway for the all marshmallow box of Lucky Charms that you could win?
With the
giveaway code?
That's disgusting.
And you had to go online? My kids wanted that more than anything they've ever wanted in their life. Dog, new mommy, doesn't matter. They wanted that box of what? I was trying to talk him into one of them. They wanted the box.
Certainly not the dog. We already know how that worked out for you the first time.
All marshmallow Lucky Charms. And I saw one in a store, like one of these specialty candy stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $40 to buy a box. I'm like, oh, no wonder they were giving it away and it was so tough to win. We went through minimum 3 boxes of Lucky Charms trying to win that thing. Never won it.
So you don't love your kids. Huh?
That marshmallow thing is like one of the most disgusting things ever. It's like the pee pee.
$40 box of marshmallows. Come on.
And why do kids like that? Like, I never got hooked by that marshmallow.
You could buy one online right now for about $50-$60.
Jesus.
See?
Yeah.
Why don't you just buy a bunch and separate it? You got time.
That's because it's not the same. It's all about the
presentation. It comes in a special box.
It's all about the presentation.
Of course we have full lines on cereal.
Yeah, 7D.
Of course we do.
More of your calls next after Hardy's Hub Headline.
All right.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Breaking news here. Edward Ingram on Twitter says Apple Jacks are underrated. Also, the Bruins got an overtime win over the Red Wings last night. 6-5. They led 2-0. They led 4-2. They led 5-3. Red Wings kept coming back, as I said. The overtime win, though, is what counts. Marchand, of course, got the game winner. Torrey Krug added 2 goals and 2 assists. By the way, Marchand, the hat trick on the night as the team gets tonight off before they stay home to take on the Flyers tomorrow night. It's the Celtics who are visiting Minnesota tomorrow night. You'll, of course, hear that game right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. 2 games going on for the Red Sox today. Split squad, doubleheader. They're playing the Twins at JetBlue Park. At the same time, another squad will be in Clearwater taking on the Phillies. Headlines are brought to you by Live Nation. See Luke Bryan with Sam Hunt. Friday, July 6th, Fenway Park, City Presale. Today through Thursday at 10 p.m. RedSox.com/Luke Bryan. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston.
You ever heard of chocolate frosted flakes already?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
That's a thing.
Uh-huh. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines, 30 minutes.
It's the joy of the hot dog.
Boom. Like, I win. Like, yeah.
But he has the ability to get skinny in a hole.
I know. I want to get it out.
Highly underrated piece of meat.
Beetle and Zell.
Sports Hub host for the most.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
National Cereal Day.
Happy Cereal Day.
Zoe's excited about it.
It's like National Hot Dog Day. I love when like these food days come around.
Zoe just sort of dropped this on us. If Jim were here, he would kill us.
Well, he's not, so he can't.
He's not.
That's his fault. So it's our show.
I don't know. There was a show a couple of weeks ago where we had a big football day planned, and we ended up talking about how much we hated boats for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And he was fine with it. So I think he'd be okay with this.
Okay.
At least for the rest of this segment.
Again, not that we hated boats, no. But we hate the price tag associated with boating.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's more accurate.
Yes. Speaking of which, we're going to have somebody on Friday. Zoe doesn't know about this yet, but we're going to have a guest on Friday who makes his living on a boat.
No. No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
Not him.
Gilligan?
Well, no, no, not Skolmo. It's not Skolmo. Yeah. It's not Skolmo.
Captain Stubing?
It's someone that you're actually going to be happy that we're having on.
Oh, great. Good.
You'll be happy with it.
Good.
Okay. That's coming up on.
Sweet.
11:20 on Friday.
And tomorrow we will have another person on who's married to
Captain
a
Crunch.
Woman that makes her living on a boat.
I'm sorry.
Tomorrow we're going to have a guest on.
Oh, that's true.
His wife. Nice boat. Really nice boat. Sponsored boat.
Nice boat.
She's a professional fisherman.
Yeah.
But his
he's been on the show before.
Yeah. He's a comedian.
Now you gave it away.
Okay. Well, guy. Listens to us every day. Everything.
Do you think he likes cereal? I mean, that's another thing.
I think he did back in the day, the sugary ones.
If you don't like cereal, that is it's a character flaw, is what I would say.
It's like people who don't like music or have like I know people that actually don't have a music library or listen to their iPod or, you know what I mean? iPhone.
Character flaws.
Yeah, people that don't dig music. I dig music, you know?
You just
might not be great music,
so
but at
much.
Least I dig it.
Yes, it can be breakfast, and for kids it is breakfast. And every once in a while I'll have a bowl of cereal for breakfast.
I think
but
it's weird for an adult to eat it. I do.
It's the ultimate quick snack, like, banana is the ultimate quick snack, fine. But if you're home and you want something, I'm going to have a bowl of cereal. Maybe you had an early dinner or no supper at all. And you're like, I'm not really hungry, but
supper. You
know what? I think I'll have a bowl of cereal for dinner. How many times have you had a bowl of cereal for dinner? And by the way, you feel like you just won the Health Olympics when you did that. All I had for dinner tonight was a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios. Thinking about maybe running the marathon this year. If I can pull that off, what's stopping me from doing anything else?
43 grams of sugar.
There's a bowl of cereal for dinner. What'd you have? Chicken? I guess you don't love your body the way I love mine.
Would you have another wrap?
Got an email from Jay on Cereal Talk.
Oh, good.
Says he had a friend that once he walked in on pouring milk into the bowl first before the cereal, and for that he hasn't been able to look at him the same way or give him the same level of respect since that point, saying it's just plain wrong. He also wants to know if we've ever tried Rice Krispie Treat cereal. Not Rice Krispies, but Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
No, it's too much of an extension.
I've had it, and it's amazing.
I was going to say, if you could send some over immediately,
he says,
will try it.
He says, just have it once. Wow. Do yourself a favor, Jay.
Yeah. Okay.
Think about that, though.
It's excellent.
You get out that big gallon of milk, and you have your round bowl.
Sure.
And you take that milk, and you pour it into the bowl first. Like, that milk's going to hit, and it's going to splash and circle out.
Well,
you know,
if you do
get
it
all over the counter,
recklessly,
the cereal absorbs the pouring of the milk.
You don't think you can pour a bowl into a bowl without spilling it everywhere?
No, but you got to pour it slowly is what I'm saying. Like, if you're in a rush, and you hurry up, put the cereal in first.
I'll tell you what,
the
cereal
you pour
absorbs
the milk
fast, it's going to spill, no matter what's in the bowl.
But, I mean, when you have a big jug and a little kid's trying to pour it, you would never teach your children to grab the, my kid can make his own now. But he puts the cereal in first because if he's taking that jug, trust me, half that milk's going to end up all over the counter if he's putting it in the bowl first. It makes no sense to put it in first.
Of course it makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. Scott in the car on discontinued cereal. Scott.
How about Pink Panther Flakes or King Vitamin?
King Vitamin, I remember. Pink Panther Flakes, I think you just made that up.
Nope, absolutely not.
All right, let's double check. King Vitamin, not a great cereal, but it did have a Cap'n Crunch type of taste to it, if I remember.
So what were Pink Panther Flakes? What were those all about?
They were basically pink Frosted Flakes.
Okay, so you can find a
substitute
for that, though.
There they are.
Not very unique if they were just pink Frosted Flakes.
From Post.
I wish Tiasi was around, too, because he knew these stories about Fred Smarlos. I love Fred. Fred's one of the cheapest individuals.
Pink. Tickle me pink. Pink Panther Flakes.
Yeah. Sounds like a nightmare.
Wow. Sounds like hell. Makes me not want to eat it.
That's like a horror film.
That's the Pink Panther Flake commercial.
Yeah, Fred's got some good cash, and Fred is tight with his money?
Smarless.
Fred Smarless used to buy pallets of cereal. Literally from like BJ's.
Why?
To save him in his base so his kids would eat them all day. And he would eat them. I learned this from his agent. Diossi confirmed it.
No. What, isn't cereal considered perishable?
He saved money. Like, it's like when you go to BJ's. You ever spend less than $400 or $500? Because I spot everything. Just stack it up.
I don't think I'd want to eat cereal that's been sitting down in the basement.
I mean,
for
it does
a year
get
and
stale, doesn't it?
Not really. Not if you.
Yeah,
like,
it's
no,
not,
it does.
It's not packed for the space shuttle. It's packed, you know, to be eaten relatively soon.
That's a shelf life. I
mean, yes. Wow. Try and give away a box of cereal when they're asking for non-perishable goods. See what they tell you.
Kalia in Vermont.
Kayla.
Okay.
No worries. Apple Jacks, most underrated cereal.
Ooh, that's an outlier. I forgot about that one.
Yep, doesn't get too soggy too fast.
Very good similar crunch. Texture to the Fruit Loop.
It's got a great taste to it.
And it's sneaky like Captain Crunch.
Yeah, it's got that. It'll tear your mouth up the way Captain Crunch does.
Yep, it does. By the way, I definitely agree on the whole bag of marshmallows for the Lucky Charms thing. That is the stupidest thing that has happened to cereal.
Not if you're like 8.
It's the most awesome thing that's ever happened in your life.
And that's who they're going for. That's the market they're aiming for with that box of marshmallows.
Yeah.
Don't get it wrong.
Well, yeah, they're and you'll notice they put those types of cereals on the lower shelves so the little kids can see them.
Eye level.
Yes, so that the kids see
How about
them.
This? I want that. Did you guys ever have the bowl with the straw attached to it where you could drink?
My kids have those bowls.
They do?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not a fan.
It's hard to clean because stuff gets clogged and stinky.
Mark in Natick has a certain type of bowl that he uses. Mark, what do you use? A split bowl?
Yeah, it's a bowl that's got milk on one side and then a little shelf on top that has the cereal so that you save the crunch of the cereal.
Just slide it in.
Cereal as you need it.
So like it's like you're a pharmacist and you're trying to put the pills in the bottle. You put the pills on the thing, and you slide so many over, and you count them.
I don't like that idea.
Breakfast science. I got another one for you. Anyone remember Booberry?
Love Booberry.
Ah, I do remember. Yeah.
Although, if you're gonna make me choose one, Frankenberry. I'm going with Frankenberry over Booberry, and you can stick Count Chocula where the sun don't shine because I don't do chocolate at breakfast.
It was Booberry. It was Count Chocula, Frankenberry.
And Fruit Brute.
Fruit.
The werewolf. Brute. Which I believe is the box of cereal that Eric Stoltz has sitting in front of him in Pulp Fiction. But in the bowl, it's not really Fruit Brute. But the box is Fruit Brute. It's Quentin Tarantino, you know, giving a little wink, wink.
There was also Fruity,
cereal hipsters.
Fruity Yummy Mummy was the fifth.
Yes! Beetle, I could kiss you. Fruity Yummy Mummy. Oh, delightful. Mm-mm. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Final topic. Fruity Yummy Mummy. Discuss.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
You think they have a big hole?
I think they have a big hole.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Count Chocula and Frankenberry meet the Fruity Yummy Mummy.
Hey, have a bite. It's new Fruity Yummy Mummy cereal.
Big yummy marshmallows.
So monstrously big there. Monster mellows. With yummy mummy monster mellows. Fruity Yummy Mummy makes your tummy go yummy.
Monster mellows in Frankenberry, Count Chocula, and now new Fruity Yummy Mummy cereal. Part of this complete breakfast.
Makes your tummy go yummy.
You ever listen back to an old commercial and you say, wow, we just did things in an odd fashion back then?
Yeah, Mentos was weird.
We were weird. As a society, as a group of people.
Ricola!
It was weird.
And were there only like 4 voice actors available?
We're just going to get a guy who talks like this. He's going to be some kind of a
Pharrell.
Monster.
It was Pharrell.
Yeah, shot, kick, save, score.
Guy from Sling Blade.
Yeah.
French fried potatoes. You want to go for a walk? Down there by that stream.
Blisters sure do hurt.
Don't be talking to that boy like that anymore. I hate your head a shovel.
We got to do sports next hour, right? We just can't do this another hour.
No.
I can't do this another hour.
No.
We appreciate the calls. Appreciate everybody hanging on. But let's rip through these, right?
I was able to just organize the list of topics on our board based on names to see how many were the same. Like, to group them. Never mind. There's just six calls with six different serial names as what they want to talk about.
People have been hanging on for over 35 minutes to talk serial.
Lee and Quincy.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great.
Fabulous.
Good. So, yeah, still cereal. Count Chocolate. So, the commercial. Do you guys remember Booberry?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about all the monster cereals.
We were just talking about that. Sure.
Aren't you listening?
Sorry. In the car. Yes, Booberry was like, it would turn like your whole mouth blue.
You can still get Booberry. Booberry, you want to go to whatever store you're close to right now. Go walk in there.
I disagree with
is
that.
Is it like next to the Orange Julius stand?
No, it's supermarket. Lee, don't be flip.
Yeah, you don't have to go to Newberry Comics. Here,
Booberry.
Hardy brought up a good question earlier. Do you have a certain go to supermarket for your cereals? Because some cereals in some markets have shorter aisles than the other ones.
Yes.
Let me just say, I go to the Big Y. Their selection there is phenomenal. I mean, it is from end of the aisle to the end of the aisle, and it is a big aisle.
So a lot of cereal.
They stock
it. You can't go to Whole Foods for cereal because, like, I don't even know.
Like, you're not going to go there to buy soap.
Random brands. You got to go to, like, Super Stop and Shop,
right.
Where it's, like, a mile long.
Sounds good.
There you go. Thank you.
And it's like sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. Booberry is available in limited runs seasonally.
Some people would consider Lee a fruity yummy mummy, I think.
Oh, they would?
What?
Look at you.
From what I've heard, I don't know.
Kyle's in the truck.
I've never met her. I'm talking to people who have met her.
Oh, yummy.
Hello?
Kyle!
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, can you hear us?
No, can you hear us?
Yes. All right. Anyway, my point was, I guess.
Wait, what if I said
got
no?
A whole bunch of points people already
never
talked about.
Stops
but you guys
them.
Remember Pop Tart cereal?
Yes, I do. I do remember it.
I don't.
It was
never
not good.
It. Never had it.
Not good.
It wasn't good. It was pretty gross. But the real reason I was calling is everybody's talked about Rice Krispie treats and all that other stuff, but there's way more things you can make than just Rice Krispie treats with cereal. So you might like the Captain Crunch treats.
Yes.
Those are pretty good.
You know what I do, too? I tell you what, there are people that will take the cornflake, smash that, and use that as a coating, say, for fried fish. And they'll take the cereal and they'll fry it up that way.
Well, yeah, you use it on top of your sweet potatoes at Thanksgiving. Some people use Frosted Flakes. In a pinch one year, we use Fruity Pebbles. Delightful.
I watched an entire cooking show from this guy, this chef. He was the Louisiana Justin.
Yeah.
Remember Justin, the Bayou chef? And he had Justin. He made potato salad out of saltine crackers. He said, if you're trying to save money, you're poor and you don't have, but you can't buy potatoes. Who can't afford potatoes? Like, is it potatoes and saltines, like, of the same price? He did an entire potato salad with no potatoes. And it was saltines, and it looked good. Smashed it up. Added all kinds of things to it.
Sure. You
know, but
I'd try that.
Chad and Sterling. Chad.
Hi, Chad.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Terrible. Do you guys hear me?
No.
Yep.
Sure. No, I can't hear you.
What's up, Bill? What's up, Hardy? What's up, Zoe?
What's up, man?
Okay, so everybody here is talking about soggy cereal. Everybody's living in the past. And there's a new bowl out there called an Old Bowl. It's like basically a two-stage bowl.
Already heard about that today. Heard about that.
You're millennials. Can't eat a bowl of cereal without a USB port. Shut up. Put the cereal in the bowl. Dump your milk on. Eat it and get on with your life.
Is this a 1-amp USB or a 2.1? I'm just wondering, can I charge my iPad quickly? Justin and Brockton, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hi, Justin.
What's up?
So, you're my dude.
You're my dude, man.
I'm talking about Golden Grahams, and then I got a throwback called Scoops. It used to be little ice cream cones with a little scoop of ice cream right on top. Things were absolutely fantastic.
I don't think it was actual ice cream.
No, not real ice, but you know what I mean. It mimicked an ice cream cone, and legit looked just like it.
Sure.
Absolutely delicious.
Yeah, Artie's picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
Scoops, you ever had that one?
No.
No, I never had that one. Jeff in Redding on Captain Crunch. Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Thanks for taking the call.
No problem, man. Thanks for
interesting twist of topic.
Sure is.
Hey, you guys mentioned Captain Crunch, Crunch Berries. I think it's my all-time favorite junk cereal. Did you happen to try it when it was just the Just Berries?
I saw it. I didn't want to go down that route.
It wasn't worth it. You
no.
got to have the crunch in there still.
Yeah, you have to.
But real quick, disgusting to me. I didn't try it. Any pumpkin cereal, which seems to be the thing lately.
Oh, and pumpkin Cheerios.
My kid likes pumpkin muffins.
No.
It just sounds disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Lastly, probably dating myself, a cereal called Quisp from when I was a kid.
Probably more Quisp mentions on my Twitter timeline over this past hour than any other cereal. People love Quisp, and every once in a while you do see it in a store. Saw it at Roach Brothers.
Probably invented by a kid that had a lisp maybe that wanted to say crisp, but says Quisp.
Maybe. We could probably find out.
Like, it's okay, Quisp.
But you had it, Zoe. I had it when it was, yeah, before it was a nostalgia brand. I mean, I had it as a child.
Sure did.
It's delightful.
Well, it's been a good discussion regarding cereal. Cleared in lines, right? Clear them all, Tommy. Good job. Learned something today. Different ways.
What do you
want
to talk
cereal
about next?
Probably should mention the Bruins.
Okay.
Had a good night last night.
Zoe's going to mention the Bruins in 90 seconds.
Let's do it.